And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan said he thought it would soon be possible to revive the stalled Black Sea grain deal that helped get Ukraine grain to world markets after talks on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Russia quit the deal in July, a year after it was brokered by the UN and Turkey. Moscow complained its own food and fertilizer exports faced obstacles and claimed that not enough Ukrainian grain was going to countries in need. Erdogan played a key role in convincing Putin to stick with the deal before. Putin said Monday the West was still restricting Russian agricultural exports, and Russia would be ready to return to it when all agreements relevant to the accord are fulfilled.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Ukraine said on Monday its troops had regained more territory on the Eastern Front and were advancing further south in their counteroffensive against Russian forces. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Millar said Kyiv's forces had retaken about 3 square kilometers, rather kilometers, of land in the past week around the eastern city of Bakhmut, which was captured by Russian troops in May after months of heavy fighting. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa was on Monday sworn in for a second term after being declared the winner of last month's disputed election. Zimbabweans went to the polls on August 23rd to elect a new president, but the main opposition party described the results as a gigantic fraud. In his speech after being sworn in, Mnangagwa commended the people of Zimbabwe.
For the successful watershed, peaceful, free, fair, transparent, and credible, harmonized general elections.
This is VOA News. Gabon's coup-leading military general was sworn in Monday as interim president and pledged to respect what he called the charter of the transitional government, but gave no details. Moki Edwin Kendeska reports from Bitam, a town in northern Gabon near the border with Cameroon.
The transitional leader takes over from Ali Bongo, who came to power in 2009 following the death of his father, Omar, who had led the Central African country since 1967. Gabon's opposition says the family ruled with an iron fist and confiscated most of the oil-producing nation's wealth. The general said Monday that he will be transparent in his leadership and render an account of his stewardship. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Bitam, Northern Gabon.
An initiative to boost Africa's carbon credit production 19-fold by 2030 drew hundreds of millions of dollars in pledges on Monday as Kenyan President William Ruto opened the continent's first climate summit. In one of the most anticipated deals, investors from the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, committed to buying $450 million of carbon credits from the Africa Carbon Markets Initiative, which was launched at Egypt's COP27 summit last year. A UN nuclear watchdog report seen by AP says Iran has slowed its enrichment of near-weapons-grade uranium. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The confidential report comes as Iran and the U.S. are negotiating a prisoner swap and the release of billions of dollars in Iranian assets frozen in South Korea. Slowing its enrichment of uranium could serve as another sign that Tehran is seeking to lower tensions. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has 121.6 kilograms or 268 pounds of uranium enriched up to 60%, a far slower growth than in previous counts. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a step away from weapons grade levels of 90%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Partygoers stranded for days at a countercultural festival by a late summer storm were allowed to start leaving Monday afternoon after muddy roads dried up enough for them to begin their exodus from the desert in the western U.S. state of Nevada. An unusual late summer storm turned the week-long Burning Man Fest into a sloppy mess with tens of thousands stuck in foot-deep mud and no working toilets. The gathering in Black Rock Desert north of Reno attracts nearly 80,000. I'm Joe Ramsey.